that were actually reversible. What President Obama did, of course, was to overreach, and may have on the Antiquities Act, by changing the size, you know, taking more for the monument than what it should have. And the area that they're talking about in New Mexico is a places where you have ancient petroglyphs, and you have various caves, and you have, you know, outdoor recreation and hunting, which when I was in the labs in New Mexico, we weren't allowed to go out too often. We were working on secret projects, but I always swore that I'd never go back there again, only because of the projects and harsh conditions of things. But it's a beautiful place, for real. But the petroglyphs and the formations of things that are happening in those monument settings give us a history that go back millions and millions of years. And any type of help, in any modest way that I can help the Secretary of Interior, Sally Jewell, I will, to try to preserve as much of the monument as possible and help President Trump in any way possible. And see what we can do to preserve the petroglyphs. And there's a person by the name of Mark Allison, who is the Deputy Director of New Mexico Wildlife Alliance, that is advocating for federal protection of public lands and any kind of input he wants to make. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I'll do whatever it takes to whatever modest way I can to help save the history of the ancients and work it through in New Mexico. And one of the other aspects of how our Earth was formed and how we've developed in terms of creation of sound. There's an exhibition at the Rubin Museum of Art in New York, which has to do with the Buddhist sounds, the tenet of change of the human body. Remember Buddhists in the terms of the creation myth that cause and effect through sound has always been my mantra. I learned that from the Buddhists, and the demonstration is called Sound Body, and it's about the music that is played, the sacred music, to the 15th and 16th century, the monks who recorded the music of creation and how it reconnects with death and the reincarnation through sound. And the title of the exhibit is called The World of Sound, and it's a Rubin Museum of Art. And it will be there through January 8th, 2018. And I don't appear in public, but when my time comes, I want to make a real special point to visit that. And one of the people that I have always admired in piano jazz is probably one of the greatest, one of the best jazz pianists that is still alive, Craig Taborn. And he has a statement that that music as sound functions as a means of what they call down those spirits. And so in every real sense, what Craig is saying, he's doing music is truly being made. It isn't really me doing it, is the way he always, you know, puts it. And he has another statement, which in his jazz, that was part of what I started to play when I was 4 years old, was piano jazz. The genes were born into the spirit, so that's why I identify with Craig Taborn. And he has a statement, which I've written down and I carry around in my little private notebook. Quote, "I'm not always sure where people think they're going, and if they ever get there, anyway. To some extent, I think it's all an illusion," unquote. And he's in New York doing a show. He's dedicated, it's a small theme on the jazz dedicated to me, and I appreciate that very much, Craig. And one of these days, when I'm able to be out in the world, and you'll know me by another name probably, but I'm going to get myself a glass of beer with a shot of whiskey, sit there and listen. And when we come down to, I've already covered the idea that the healthcare data is going into the cloud, and I did that in the first hour. What I wanted to add was the idea, you see, of having the healthcare system within the process of water transport and the body as part of the health data within the cloud. Now, I'm presenting the idea of assisted suicide in the country toward how assisted suicide is being promoted within the death panel and in nursing homes, and being used in such a way where people can't make an adequate decision. And when you have in the law, in the process, I'll shorthand this, when science went into the law for the assisted suicide, the idea was to get rid of motherhood. Now, you may think that that is, you know, a formation out of a plot, you know, but it isn't. And it's all part of the idea of the definition in law cases. Like, there's a Cruzan, versus Director of Missouri Department of Health, where the Supreme Court ruled that the state of Missouri could lawfully deny a request for Cruzan's parents to disconnect the tubes and allowing their daughter to die. And if you remember my expose of the Schiavo case, when Jeb Bush was governor of Florida, Janet Reno was the attorney general, where the attorney general gave the order not to give Schiavo a drink of water. And the government was telling you then. And the thing is the fact that when you look at the case, which is called In Regards Baby M, which was a signaling really to configure in the law the meaning of motherhood, and the Quinlan case, which I just mentioned in New Jersey, and then there's another case called Seigowitz, a decision in Massachusetts that brought the ethical issues of the surrounding life-threatening technologies, if that was legal to use in the forefront of the public awareness. Assisted suicides are part of the death panel, and the formation of the new world order takes place of the Swiss court in the Quinlan case on constructing the patient in a new judicial system clarification as to who lives and dies. I have told you on Parker Pathways to my listeners that this would come into effect, and it takes the effect of the definition of motherhood and the formation of assisted suicide officially goes into effect tomorrow. And the Supreme Court has changed the cases, like there's one in the case of Enrigar Storer, which is a New York Court of Appeals case to reject any substituted judgment test on assisted killings. And therefore, the judicial familiarity with definition as a substitute judgment in the medical profession. Remember what I mentioned to you when I first started on air, the day had already started where the Hippocratic Oath has been changed, where they place you on the gurney and set you aside in the hallway to die. So the definitions of life and death of the Obamacare go into effect officially on assisted suicide in practice tomorrow. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And the each one of these sections of knowledge interconnects with each other. In other words, that's been the basis of Parker Pathways from the first day I started, because that's the way I learned as I opened in the first hour. But everything affects economics. It affects your life. It affects your process. The decisions are really made by shareholders in corporations, regular people who invest in corporations, and they're looking for a rate of return. And how much a human being is worth in terms of their metrics and contributions to society is what this is about. This is what the metrics are, the death panel. So the companies for today's program are Otter Home. Otter Home, they provide interactive content to automobile buyers. They sell for $43.94 a share. The integration of information we have for today's show, and then Coherent Incorporated. Now, Coherent is selling for $241 a share. It manufactures lasers and measurement instruments, and they have a new photonic-related product there for the cosmic war that we're coming to with the fight, the Earth's survival with extraterrestrials, the fiber optic network systems. In fact, the basis of the human metric, which occurred in Shanghai, was based upon that. Boeing is planning to launch and operate a constellation of 3,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, and Apple is talking with Boeing as an investment partner in the project. And, of course, the satellite business in low orbit will be in the outer cosmic area. It's going to be called the web in the orbit. And, of course, Boeing and Apple and SpaceX and are building these parallel Internet operations in outer space. And that has already started. This Parker Pathway 3 Hours is built upon Viva Systems. That's the cloud computing company. And the pharmaceutical and biotech companies will be in outer space in terms of the software. That sells $59.63 a share. Their debt ratio, their price-earnings ratio is 74. Very good. And of course, you might not think that the Stamps and Incorporated have anything to do with this, but they do. As of course, Stamps is a postal service company. They're selling for $147.10 a share. With the change of the Wi-Fi and the Internet service in terms of the change of the new satellites, which will be by the end of next year, incomplete. They have a price-earnings ratio of 17. Their debt ratio is 38% against their annuity. The idea, of course, that there will be other ways to send messages, which will be through the satellite outer space. And then that will be owned by four nations. Corporations, as we know them in investment, will be actually with nations. So this brings in Lam Research. This is a Chinese company that I'm integrating in today's work. Parker Pathways. This stock sells for $148.21 a share. It has a return on investment of 20%. It's working in terms of its cleaning systems and the wafer fabrication equipment. The future, for instance, the President Trump giving $31 billion of weapon money to Taiwan was not incidental. The future conflagration in terms of the South China Sea and the development of the Internet, it's not going to be an Internet, it's a satellite, cosmic satellite information is the new battleground, and Taiwan wants to keep its lubrication system up because we have 7% of most of the wafers being made there now. And the future artificial intelligence parts are being made in Taiwan for the artificial human. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does.
I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
it'll be the eye in the sky for the development of the cloud, for the control of information and data as it works. Now, keep in mind that the way people are selling the idea of climate change is really to bring forth the idea of the economic damages that is being proposed by climate change that may interfere with the transfer of data. In other words, the idea of setting a change of nighttime, change of heat, to escape back into space may come into your body and overheat the body. So in other words, the idea they're saying that can you limit the 2 degrees centigrade as the goal from the what they had from the Paris conference. And it's estimated that renewables of energy can only be about 10% of electricity from renewable energies. And another thing, the idea is that how do you know that carbon dioxide is actually at fault in terms of the energy system, is how that's going to determine the metrics, determine the data, you see, and how are you going to have carbon dioxide have three atoms vibrate when they hit the photon? So in other words, if they reach the Earth's surface, they're going to bounce back as infrared photons, you see. In other words, as heat. So if you have the combination of carbon dioxide and methane, how do you determine that we have to invent a way to remove the carbon dioxide from the air, and in the meantime, we'll need to adopt a warmer world? It's a very interesting concept, and that's at stake in how these data is being twisted with climate change. And then in terms of humans and animals, the debris, oxygen, it was formed from the 2 billion-year-old areas of creation. And you would think that you wanted to get rid of humans if you weren't processing this. In other words, you have the carbon dioxide for the photosynthesis in the plants, trees, and animals that have plant. There are some creatures on the earth that have plant and tissue. They never told that to a lot of people because of religion. But the thing is that the global energy related to carbon dioxide is in emissions in such a way that it can cause a global economic downturn, according to many people. So the hydraulic dams, they rose in production about 11 to 12%, according to the United Nations Environmental Program, and the renewables accounted for 55% of the new capacity worldwide for energy. But how do you have a peak emission when your grid is under threat from people in the Middle East or people that are coming into this country to be trained to harm? See? So how would you cope in that warmer world is a real issue. So the threat statements that are being made is that there needs to be a call of action on the climate change itself, in the idea that climate changes, but they're trying to make people think that the climate's really not changing, but it's really part of something that's all part of God's plan, is the statement that's being made. So in other words, if you have that God will change things in terms as will help mankind because it's God's purpose, but I'm asking, what is considered a dominion? In other words, if understand I'm shorthanding because of time to explain the whole world of kind of Christian morals tied in with climate change, but it's also affecting the real world term of what the Earth is trying to do. If it turns, and I put it to you this way, if it turns acid. So in other words, you have carbon offsets. So you know how the elitists want to say, well, the place that we're going to do this is in the kitchen. We're going to force people to not eat meat and particularly beef, because cows, they excrete out of their four stomachs methane, and chicken and pork avoid the problem because they make a better choice, but of course it's still manure. See, and other things, well, that's causing a problem. Yet these same people want to put diamond dust in the air to release the deflection of the sunlight that interacts with those. So this is what is way of removing carbon dioxide, but at the same time you still need it. But the idea of having algae to be, as Rutgers University wishes to do, they have the geoengineering experience to send that if you can have the algae in a certain way, not just say to cause an inversion of carbon dioxide, to have chemically remove it from the atmosphere, then you're going to store it underground. And then, of course, that concept is, if you do that, they're already trying to do that with contaminated water from fracking. So if they say, well, let's get rid of cars and coal and cows, and this will take care of the offset of the carbon. Now, one of the problems that one gets into in terms of this discussion is the formation of cities. In other words, if you can have humans, believe it or not, the whole concept of being able to discuss this is to have humans to be part of waste. In other words, the idea of having the new cities designed, which is the future of how they want to control the food, water, and energy and the minerals. And if you can take waste and convert them into different types of products, which is a very big industry, and has a process of how you control sewers and human waste. And if you have driverless cars, then sensory type of developments that would be part of a connection to the human being by artificial intelligence, you would have a sustainable city. Now, there are a lot of projects at universities they're trying to study this principle of nature, trying the maximum use of solar radiation and treating waste as a resource. And the newly designed cities in the Netherlands are part of the example of what I'm talking about. Now, they call them positive cities. They allow people to live and work in the same neighborhoods, and they create this efficiency by promoting that a government-dignified, creative life government. And this is clearly part of the UN policy of Agenda 21 and going into 2030. And the idea, if you'll notice the new development in terms of leads and in the economic, you know, energy system, of how to have everyone in nodes. In other words, the new developments in the formation of apartments very close to transportation units. But what do you do with the homeless? Okay. This is the homeless and the effect of I'll put you into the science fiction Soylent Green, which is what I've just described to you, is a real world model of how waste are developed in terms of what they're trying in sense in China, this very issue that I'm talking about. We're not talking about something that's in the future. The future is now. Vancouver is starting the methane-collected landfills to create the heat that warms tomato greenhouses in special cities. You have the what's called the Kronborg Symbiosis Industrial Park in Denmark, which has already gone as far as what we're talking about today on Parker Pathways, on the new cities, and how waste and development of sand and sludge from the human body to be used as the process of the development of recreation of waste, what is waste converted to food. Now, these are all data-driven decisions, and of course, I opened the show to tell you about the new formation of the new human based upon data-driven, which was discussed in Shanghai in the meetings of it. My poster presentation was about this very subject of the way of the Kronborg Symbiosis Industrial Park in Denmark, where using from wastewater and waste heat to ethanol are exchanged to create the enzymes that would produce insulin, and what that meant. In other words, the city producing the insulin, and the idea of using from what I talked about on the June 8th Parker Pathway show, the MTBE, which is a form of methyl bifethyl ethane, and in form of an ether product. But what happens if you change the new city to as they're trying to do in Freeport, Texas, where one of the largest plants of a petrochemical facility in the world, it's an $8 billion investment to make the actual product of ethylene, which we're discussing today on Parker Pathways for the new cities on the earth. So this is, and of course this is all trailed into terms of, you cannot do this process of, you have an exchange, just like the Schiavo case where the Attorney General with the United States of America's message was that your metric for life for assisted suicide in the Obamacare method, metric, was based upon the concept of your metric for the water. So if you think for 1 minute that you're escaping the process of assisted suicide in terms of one-year discussion and being done without your permission, you would be correct. In other words, right now there are 1,800 tons of radioactivity of a nuclear plant in California in San Onofre, and it has no place to go. You have the Grand Canyon, that's a part of the monument system, which I talked about from New Mexico, which is part of the matrix to go into the Grand Canyon to mine uranium. You have you have a 303-mile pipeline, which is going through West Virginia, through Virginia, to have methane that will cause methane leakage is greater than coal. That's going on as we speak. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Chance to continue with the other aspects of the United Nations new cities, but we'll start on that tomorrow. But the funny thing is that one of the inadvertently, that's how innovation happens, that's how invention happens, is by accident really, is that it's my belief and the experiments that I'm reviewing in is that stem cells can be programmed. Not only know that they can be programmed, this is a very advanced situation. It's not legal in America, but it is legal in other countries. But the idea that stem cells can have minds of their own to be able to be programmed that way using sound and light and using one's own mind, thoughts that can be captured by the experiments that are being done by NASA to be able to take one mind and transfer it to another's thought and be able to have the stem cell, where I'm coming from, is the idea that the stem cell can have another mind. This was all figured and found by accident, and I feel that that what people see and work with out there, yes, you can do it by regulation and process, but you don't have people that are understanding what their consequences are. I mean, in other words, you have the Black Caucus and the Congress say they want to impeach the president, or it's you don't want to wait that long, want him to resign. And the whole thing, you know. Well, you've got people in agencies that are sophisticated scientists who are working and trying to work things. But this is where I'm coming from onto this, is that this is really beyond science. What we have to do now is to, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, I know that they were trying to get away from Britain and do the work it through, but what we have to do, in my opinion, is that we have to program ourselves. The cells need to be reprogrammed to be able to survive. It's like Methuselah from the Bible, where it was talking about, that was really, if you look at it, the 1,000 years that he was asleep in terms of his year span, which it wasn't quite defined, because the year wasn't completely defined because of the Gaelic or language, and of course the Celtics had various forms of different ways of determining that in terms of, but the fact is, regenerate.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Thank you very much.
There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And listen to Arthur Lewis, just one simple time.
And you're out there without care. Yeah, I was out of touch.
Remember the letter.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Thank you.
I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.